Welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, it's a warmer winter day out there today. I had the lighter coat on today, didn't have to bring the old puffy winter coat today, so that was good. I enjoyed that. Had a little trouble with a car on the way in, as a matter of fact. Stopped at Speedway to get myself a fountain drink. I had points on my card to get a free one, so I popped in there to get a free one, and I came back out, turned the key, and nothing. It didn't even turn over, didn't do a thing. So I tried putting it in neutral, nothing. And it just sit there, and absolutely, I tried and tried and tried, so I thought, what am I going to do? So I called my mom, and she was busy. She was down in Delaware, and so I called my aunt and uncle, and they were able to come and get me, but they didn't have to. They didn't have to, turns out. They were willing to come and get me, but hey, it started. I finally, after sitting there trying and trying and trying, I got the thing to start, so I was able to make it here to the radio station on time to do Offbeat News and Trivia. So I got the car. Terry, I got the car up.
Well, Nate, you know why the car wouldn't start. Because you had those points to get a free drink. If you would have paid for it, it would have started.
If I paid for it, it would have started. That's right. That was their way of saying, quit being a cheapskate and pay for that drink. But I do have free towing on my insurance. Well, I pay for it every month, but I have towing on my insurance, so I would have had to leave it sit there for a while, because it always takes a while for them to come and tow the thing. But I would have had to left it at Speedway, so I would have had to talk to the girls and say, I know them because I'm in there all the time. I would have had to say, please, can you let me keep my car here till they tow it, and then tow it on down to Waldo to get it looked at. So we'll see. Maybe it was a one-time thing. So I'm hoping it starts here at 6 o'clock when we're done with the show with no name. But if it doesn't, my wife can come and rescue me, and we can have that thing towed and looked at. So a little bit of car trouble to start off the afternoon. But hey, I made it, ready to go. And did you know that if you look it up on Google, because I checked it out, I saw people posting on Facebook, today is National Pizza Day. And in honor of that, we're giving away a $10 Little Caesars gift card for National Pizza Day. So that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call me and answer one of my trivia questions, and we're all Valentine's trivia today. So we're going to have some easier trivia questions for you, so it won't be too hard. 740-383-9944 is my number. We'll get to that trivia coming up in just a moment. Looks like we got a call coming in already. We'll go ahead and take that call. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, I'll give you $100 for that car.
Oh, you'll give me $100 for it,
yeah.
Huh? Well, it's a pretty good car, and I really don't want to sell it because I haven't had any problems up to this point.
What kind of car is it?
It's a, now I'm not going to be able to remember. It's a Chevy Impala.
What year?
2000. It's got 62,000 miles on it.
I'll give you $200.
You give me $200.
Okay.
I hope
you get it fixed.
Oh, thanks a lot. I haven't had any trouble with it up to this point, so we're hoping for good things.
Knock on wood.
So, what'd you say?
I said knock on wood.
Knock on wood here at the radio station. Hope it works.
You don't find wood much anymore. It's all plastic.
It is all plastic, yeah. So, yeah, I got to look for some real wood around here.
And so, building homes with plastic wood.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. All right, Lee. I appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, I'll be listening to the questions. Hopefully I can answer one or two.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
And bye-bye. All righty. Oh, you know, I got to tell you real quick. We went down to Der Dutchman this past Saturday for their lunch buffet. Oh my goodness, if you ever want to take a road trip to Plain City on a Saturday for their lunch buffet, it is great. They've got ham, they've got roast beef, they have got Chicken, they've got ribs. I'm telling you what, they have. It's $16 a person, Terry. $16 a person, all you can eat, and the salad bar is included. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, it's Pastor Craig. I'm about 15 minutes away.
Hey, buddy, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I just want to let you know, I don't want to tie up the line because you got to do trivia, but I just want to let you know that if your car doesn't start after we're done tonight, A, I'll give you a ride home, and B, I'll give you $500 for your car.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
All right. See you in a few minutes.
Okay. We'll see you. Okay.
All right, bye.
Pastor Craig, third half of the show with no name with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself coming up next hour, 5:15 to 6 o'clock. He's on his way into the station. It happens to be his birthday today, incidentally. So, happy birthday to Pastor Craig. And I believe I got that right, February the 9th, I think. That's today. That's definitely today, and I think that was his birthday. Okay, Dirt Dutchman, like I said, great service and just delicious mashed potatoes and noodles, or mashed potatoes and gravy if you prefer. And then they did have a little bit of dessert on the buffet, not much, but we went to the bakery and got some monstrous donuts. Oh my goodness, the donuts are fabulous there. So you gotta go hit the bakery when you're done with the buffet. We couldn't eat it right then, of course, because we were so full from the buffet. But we took them home. We took them home and had them at home. But we got cream sticks. I've got the vanilla icing, and the wife got chocolate icing and cream filled. Oh my goodness, Dirt Dutchman, you gotta check it out if you haven't been there for a while. It is good. Like I said, $16 a person, and that's all you can eat with the salad bar. Boy, oh boy, it is. Great stuff. Okay, let's get to the trivia question. 740-383-9944. It's all Valentine's trivia today, and we're giving away a gift card to Little Caesars Pizza in honor of today being National Pizza Day. All right, here we go. Trivia question number one. What state produces most of America's red roses? What state produces most of America's red roses? What was Shakespeare's most romantic play? What was Shakespeare's most romantic play? Who was martyred on Valentine's Day? Who was said to be martyred on Valentine's Day? What is another name for Valentine's Day? Kind of the second name. What is the second name or other name for Valentine's Day? What was the first Valentine's candy? What was the very first Valentine's candy? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, California produces the most red roses.
California's a correct answer. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good, good. We got through the big snowstorm, didn't we?
We didn't get much snow down here.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You got ice.
We got maybe a half inch of ice and maybe an inch of snow.
Okay. Did you have trouble getting into your vehicle?
Oh, I didn't even try for 2-3 days.
Oh, okay.
It kind of melted.
Let it melt off a little bit.
Yeah.
The trees were probably kind of pretty down there from the ice.
Yeah, they looked pretty.
Did you lose a lot of branches from it?
Not in my yard. We didn't use anything.
Oh, okay.
I just got two dead trees in the yard.
Oh, I got you.
That won't come down.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. Okay, Mr. David. Well, hey, I'll get you signed up, and it's always good talking to you.
Yep, good talking to you.
Hey,
you know, good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you're next on the line, 740-383-9944. What was the first Valentine's Day candy? What was the first Valentine's Day candy? What is commonly given with a bouquet of roses? What is commonly given with a bouquet of roses? What is the symbol that is illuminated on New York's Empire State Building on Valentine's Day? What is the symbol that is illuminated on New York's Empire State Building on Valentine's Day? Hi, we're on the air.
How about Romeo and Juliet?
Romeo and Juliet's a correct answer. How you doing today, Judy C?
I'm just fine, and you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Are you enjoying the 40-degree weather instead of the 20-some degree weather?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we'll take it, won't we? Absolutely. Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call. It's always good to talk to you.
You too, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. What invention was actually patented on Valentine's Day? What invention was patented on Valentine's Day? Hi, we're on the air.
That's Romeo and Juliet.
That's a correct answer. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good. And this is Miss April.
Yeah?
All right, Miss April. Good to hear from you. Been doing anything in particular today or just taking it easy?
Just really taking it easy today. I shouldn't have been, but...
Oh, well, hey, you know, we all need a good day to take it easy. Kick back and relax.
Yeah. Work tomorrow.
Well, it's National Pizza Day, and you like pizza?
No, I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's National Pizza Day, so that's why we're giving away a pizza gift card today. So be listening, so you just never know.
All right.
Okay. Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, this is an interesting question. I know I said it twice. I'll say it again. What invention was patented on Valentine's Day? What invention was patented on Valentine's Day? What color rose symbolizes innocence? What color rose symbolizes innocence? Hi, we're on the air.
Would the candy be hearts or kisses?
For the first one that was invented?
Yeah, the candy.
Yes, that is correct. It was the sweetheart candy. The candy hearts was the first one that was invented. Yes, ma'am. That's very good.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Yep, it's those sweetheart candies that were invented, and the ones with the little messages on them. Fact is, I've got a story coming up in our news somewhere about those candies. A little bit of news this year, something new they're doing. Hi, we're on the air.
That would be the white rose.
The white rose symbolizes innocence. That's right. All right, Lee. Okay, so you give me $200 for my car.
Well, he said five. Maybe I'll have to go six.
Okay. We'll just keep taking bids.
It'll be worth you selling it for long, won't it?
Yeah, for too long. No, it's been a pretty good little car. If I sold it to you, it'd do you good most of the time. This is the first problem I've had with it. I haven't had any trouble with it at all.
You can't complain about that.
No, it might. Who knows? It just might be a one-time deal. You know?
I have a Honda that I had problems with it like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did it end up being?
A loose wire somewhere, loose connection.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. I wasn't sure if it was the alternator or what it might be. So,
but, you know, it would start when it wanted to and not start when it didn't want to. You know, you think it's out of gas, but...
Yeah. Yeah, this didn't... I mean, you turned it, it didn't make any noise whatsoever, but I had a horn worked, and my lights were bright, so it wasn't my battery, so... I was kind of at a loss, but then I just kept trying and trying, and all of a sudden it started right up. So I was able to make it to the station.
But it took me a while, Neil, to get a fix. You know, local mechanic worked on it. You know, you can't fix everything the first time, you know.
Right. Sometimes it takes them a while to get it.
But, you know, they finally found it.
No, good deal. Good deal. All right.
And then the timing chain went out on it after that.
So oh, brother. Yeah.
We don't have it no more.
Okay, I had an Escort. A timing chain went off on me going down the road, and we had to walk. Back then, I didn't have a cell phone then, and we had to walk at somebody's house to use their phone.
Bad thing anymore, these cars, they have interference engines.
Yeah.
Interference heads.
Uh-huh.
And if your timing chain breaks, it just ruins your valves and... You know, your pistons and stuff, your motor's ruined.
Yeah, right.
And they make those timing chains, they say, for a lifetime, but...
Yeah.
You know, once that car gets so old, if it's still good shape and you think you got some life left in it, you better get that timing chain changed.
You got it.
Or the timing belt.
Right. Absolutely. All right, Lee. Well,
okay.
Hey, take care, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, Sweethearts Production, the Candy Sweethearts Production, was temporarily suspended in which year? You would think it'd be 2020, and it's near the year 2020, but it's not 2020. Sweethearts Production was temporarily suspended in which year? Sweethearts Production was temporarily suspended in what year? Hi, we're on the air.
Chocolate.
Chocolate! Yes, that is commonly given with a bouquet of roses. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Lucas?
Chocolate, yes.
Well, Lucas, how have you been? It's been a while since I've talked to you here on the air. How have you been?
Good.
Good. How's school been going?
Good.
Good. You still, let's see, you were doing good with math. Are you still enjoying math?
Yes.
Good. All right. You getting lots of A's?
Yes.
All right. Good deal. You like your teachers for the most part?
Yes.
All right. That's good. Who's your favorite teacher? You got your favorite teacher?
The one that touched
this
teeth right now.
Okay, all right. Now, you probably, because of the snow, you probably haven't had school, right? Did you get out of school?
He didn't have school for 11 days.
Oh, okay, all right. Got out of school for a while. All right, buddy. Well, I'll put you in the drawing. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk at you later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Been a while since we heard from Mr. Lucas there. Okay, let's see. Yes, those are the trivia questions I've got so far for Valentine's Day. Here they are again. Who was martyred on Valentine's Day? What is another name for Valentine's Day? What is the symbol that is illuminated on New York's Empire State Building on Valentine's Day? What invention was patented on Valentine's Day? And the Candy Sweethearts production was temporarily suspended in which year? Sweethearts production was temporarily suspended in which year? 4:36 the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you, Waldo Barbershop. Hi, we're on the air.
Right.
White, yes, that's the rose that symbolizes innocence. How are you today?
Fine.
Good. Now, is this Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Noah, how have you been doing?
Good. I'm making a snow cone right now.
You're making a snow cone?
Yeah.
Well, what flavor is it?
It's orange pop flavor.
All right. Now you just you got a little machine that you're making it at home?
No, I'm making it myself.
You're making it yourself. All right. Well, how have you been doing in school?
Fine. Really fine.
Oh, good. Good. Been getting good grades?
Yeah. Well, I'm still in kindergarten.
You're still in kindergarten. All right. Well, getting good grades. Good deal. Glad to hear it. But you probably did. Now, did you get off school for the snowstorm?
Yeah, I was off school on a snowstorm.
Okay, all right, good deal. Well, Noah, it's good to talk to you. You take care, and we'll put you in the drawing, all right?
All right.
Okay, all right, you have a good evening now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there we go. 438 WWGH 107.1 FM and online at WWGH1071.com. All right, if you get a chance, check out the website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You'll see a picture of Pastor Craig and Terry and myself advertising our show, which is The Show With No Name, and Pastor Craig made it in. Pastor Craig, are you ready to go for next hour?
Yes, I am.
How's your birthday been?
It's been a good birthday.
Good.
I brought a little something to share with you guys. I'm not going to reveal what it is until showtime, but I brought something for you.
Oh, great. Here's your birthday card.
Well, thank you very much.
From Offbeat News to you.
Well, thank you very much.
White Rose.
Hi, we're on the air.
White Rose.
That's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And what's your name?
Lillian.
All right, Lillian. All right, now, have you been doing all right in school?
Yeah.
Been enjoying it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. All right. Now, you from right here in Marion?
Yes.
All right. So you go to school right here in town.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Got Lillian all signed up for a chance to win, and it's 20 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. And so we have 20 more minutes left to go. If you'd like to answer one of my trivia questions, go ahead. We've got several answers for that White Rose question. That was a popular question to answer here at WWGH and Offbeat News and Trivia. Go ahead, ring my phone anytime, answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll give you a few more of those coming up momentarily. First of all, I've got some more information, Offbeat Fun Facts, coming up for you here in just a moment. First of all, we'll take another call. Hi, we're on the air.
Oh, I just thought I'd let you know Lillian was the one that threw the fruitcake.
Oh, Lillian was the one that threw the fruitcake here at the station.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make it that night, so I didn't get to meet her, but I heard she did a good job.
She did. I just wanted to know who that was.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Lillian threw the fruitcake here during that fruitcake toss here, right here before Christmas time here at WWGH. All right. After searching through the Department of Health records to trace her birth mother, who gave her up for adoption nearly 40 years ago, Sonia Mitchell Clark discovered that both she and her mother worked for the same teleservice company in Youngstown, Ohio, and lived just a few moments from each other. Not only was Mitchell Clark reunited with her mother, Francine Simmons, but she learned that she had three sisters she knew nothing about, one of whom also worked for the same company. Also this, when police officers noticed three men with unusually large legs at Mexico City's airport, a search revealed that the suspects had a total of 2.8 million pesos hidden inside their pants. The bills, worth around $190,000, were stuffed in socks and wrapped around their legs with elastic bandages. Shortly before her 101st birthday, Ruby Holt saw the ocean for the first time in her life. She had spent most of her life in rural Tennessee and could never afford to take the 400-mile trip to the coast, but in 2014, she was taken by the Wish of a Lifetime organization from her nursing home in Colombia to the Perdido Beach Resort on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. And finally, a would-be thief in Ireland used a brick to try and smash a car window, only to be knocked unconscious when the brick rebounded off the glass and hit him in the face. He was found by the car unconscious. So there you go. That's your offbeat fun facts on a Wednesday afternoon, February the 9th, on Pastor Craig's birthday. Happy birthday. We will not ask how old that Pastor Craig is unless he wants to say. So, oh, he's 63 years young. All right, just a couple of years before retirement age. All right, retirement, what's that? All right, here's some offbeat news for you. America's most iconic Valentine's Day candy is getting an update for 2022. Sweetheart's Heart-Shaped Candies announced a brand new theme for their Valentine's Day candies that includes 16 new sayings. Every year, Sweetheart announces a new theme for the sayings on their candies, and this year's is Words of Encouragement. The heart-shaped candy boxes will include 16 uplifting new phrases like way to go, crush it, and high five. The new sayings will be included alongside the classics like hug me, be mine, and cutie pie. The new sayings this year hope to show recipients just how special they are, give their spirits a lift, and say a thank you to anyone who helped them do and become their best, Sweetheart's Candy said. An Idaho family remodeling their house removed the roof shingles covering a bedroom wall and made a surprising discovery. About 1,600 baseball cards glued to the plaster. Melissa Brote said she has been remodeling a Boise home for her son and made a surprising discovery when she started peeling away the dark green roof shingles covering the wall of a bedroom. I was surprised, shocked, confused, Brote told KTV-TV. I wasn't sure what I was looking at until we continued to pull down the shingles. Brote soon realized the wall under the shingles had been wallpapered with about 1,600 baseball cards from the 1970s and 80s. There you go. Those are your offbeat news stories at 4:45, 15 minutes left to go in the program. And here's some more trivia for you. We're giving away a $10 Little Caesars Pizza gift card in honor of National Pizza Day, which is today. And if you're interested in signing up for a chance to win, just call me, answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing. Coming up at 4:55, we will draw our winner. Who was martyred on Valentine's Day? That's what we need to know. Who was martyred on Valentine's Day? What is another name for Valentine's Day? What is another name for Valentine's Day? What is the symbol that is illuminated on New York's Empire State Building on Valentine's Day? What is the symbol that is illuminated on New York's Empire State Building on Valentine's Day? What invention was invented on Valentine's Day? What invention was patented on Valentine's Day? Sweetheart's production was temporarily suspended in which year? Sweetheart's production was temporarily suspended in which year? And here's some that I haven't given you yet. Here's an easy one. Who is the symbol of Valentine? Who is the symbol of Valentine? Which is the famous fruit also known as the love apple? Which is the famous fruit also known as the love apple? Name the U.S. state that produces the largest amount of chocolates. Name the U.S. state that produces the largest amount of chocolates. And what do yellow roses symbolize? What do yellow roses symbolize? That's what we have on the table. Give us a call like this next individual is doing at 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Could it be Cupid?
Cupid is right. How's your day going, Miss Phyllis?
Good.
Good, good. Are you in the kitchen today?
I just got out of the kitchen when your show came on.
All right, all right. So what you making today?
I baked brownies for my husband, and I made a meatloaf for dinner.
Oh, a meatloaf. You know, meatloaf is one of my favorite meals. I'll tell you, I bet you make a good one.
You know what's good is the next day when you have it cold in a sandwich.
Oh, yes. It's been years since I've done that, but I've had that before, and I'll bet that is delicious.
Yep, it's good.
Yeah. Just slap that on a piece of bread or a bun, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, mustard and cheese. Mm.
All right. Oh, man, you're making me hungry.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Miss Phyllis.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Good talk to you. Bye-bye. Okay. 4:48 is the current time. I want to say thanks again to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Caller, go ahead and give me a call back, and I'll get you up on the air, okay? Just give me a ring back here. All right, good deal. We'll get you up on the air here. Hi, we're on the air.
Is Yellow Rose jealousy?
Not jealousy, no, but that is a very good guess. All right, Yellow Rose is not jealousy. I actually, I used to give these roses to girls that I was interested in, but I didn't want to go over the top, so I'd give them yellow roses. Back in the day. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would Pennsylvania be for the chocolate?
Chocolate? Yes, Pennsylvania is where the chocolate is. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good, Miss Becky. And how are you liking this 40 degrees instead of 20?
I'm liking it real well.
Oh, yeah. Those overnights that was getting down near 1 degree, I'll tell you, they can just go away forever.
Yep, for sure. I agree with you there.
I'm ready for the weather to break. Maybe March. We can look at some, I don't know, I'll take 50, 60 degrees. I'm ready for it to break on us here.
Ralph said he'd give you $1,000 for your car.
Oh, Ralph said he'd give me $1,000 for the car. All right, we just keep going up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, good deal, good deal. This is turning into a good old swap shop.
Yeah, really.
All right. Well, tell him that's the best deal I've got so far here on the air. So.
Well, I'll get off of here.
Okay,
well, somebody else.
All right, you guys take care. Thanks, Miss Becky.
You have a good day now.
You too. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 4 minutes away until we do our drawing. Find out who's going to win the National Pizza Day gift card today, which is Little Caesar's Pizza. Been a while since I've been there, but I'll tell you, I always enjoyed their crazy bread. That's what they always call their breadsticks over there, and pretty good stuff, I'll tell you what. So, hey, get in on the line. It's open now, 740-383-9944. It is February the 9th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. For one thing, Pastor Craig was born on this date. So there you go. On February the 9th. I can't do the math. What actual year was that? 1959. All right, on this date. All right, in the year 1895, volleyball was invented by W.G. Morgan. Also in 1895, the first college basketball game was played as Minnesota State School of Agriculture defeated the Porkers of Hamline College 9-3. 1900, Dwight F. Davis put up a tennis trophy to go to the winner in matches against England. The trophy was a silver cup that weighed 36 pounds. 1909, the first forestry school was incorporated in Kent, Ohio. 1932, America entered the two-man bobsled competition for the first time at the Olympic Winter Games held at Lake Placid, New York. 1942, the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff held its first formal meeting to coordinate military strategy during World War II. 1942, daylight saving wartime went into effect in the U.S. 1943, during World War II, the Battle of Guadalcanal ended with an American victory over Japanese forces. And in 1958, CBS Radio debuted Frontier Gentlemen. And that's what happened on this day in history. Don't forget, Live at 5, the show with no name, with myself, Pastor Craig, Terry Tackett, coming up on the air here at 5:15 to 6 o'clock. We'll be talking about Pastor Craig's birthday and anything under the sun. And I think he even brought us maybe a special treat. We don't know for sure what's in that box, but he brought us something, maybe a special treat. Who knows? We might even enjoy that on the air. Who knows? Coming up, 5:15 to 6. You don't want to miss the second show of Drive Time here on a Wednesday afternoon as we are having fun together. Hey, my email address, if you'd like to send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. And if I can just scroll through here real quick, I want to say thanks to Ben Ward, who sent me an email. He says, "Nate, I enjoy both your programs. You are a delight to listen to. I look forward to each week." Signed, Ben. And I see his first and last name come through the email, because that's just the way that it works. It just pops up his first and last name. So thanks, Ben Ward. Now, I don't know for sure, but I used to be, well, I still am, but years and years ago, I used to run around with a Ben Ward. I don't know if this is the same one or not, but when I was 16, 17 years old, I ran around with a Ben Ward, and a few years back, we met up and had a meal together, had a great time, kind of lost track of him. If this is the same Ben Ward, that is pretty cool. Good to know that you're listening to the program out there. And then, in a previous week, I got another email from Alila McIntyre. She says, "Greetings, Nate. I enjoy your trivia show. I also enjoy your show with Terry and Pastor Craig. I hope you do more." Well, Lila, we're planning on it. We plan on being here for the long haul. We even have business cards now, and I've been passing those out around and promoting everything. So there you go. All right, time to shuffle these names and find out who our winner is going to be for this Little Caesars pizza gift card, $10. And let's see who it is. The winner is Lillian. Lillian, congratulations. You are our winner. And I want to thank everybody that called in. Now, Lillian, if you'll do me a favor and call me just as soon as I get off the air here at 5 o'clock, I'll get your address and send this gift card in the mail to you. Hi, we're on the air.
Yellow roses, doesn't that mean friendship?
It does mean friendship. You got it. Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good today, doing good today. So are you relaxing after a hard day at work?
Yeah, I just pulled into the garage here, getting ready to punch the old time clock.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're getting ready to go to work, or are you getting ready to finish it up then?
Well, today I picked up a part-time job, so I'll be starting that today. So I'm getting off one job, going to another.
Well, God bless you. You'll tell you what, you're a hard worker out there.
I don't know about that. I'm just going to be doing Instacarting.
Oh, okay. Well, keeping this economy going is what you're doing. There you go.
Okay, well, you guys have a good show.
All right, thanks a lot. You take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's Sarah out there listening to the program. We appreciate it very much. Hey, I want to take some time to thank everybody that did call in. Congratulations again to Lillian. Once again, Lillian, call me at 5 o'clock. I will get your address written down, send this right to your door. Thank you, Phyllis, for calling in, and thank you, Phyllis, for always letting me question you what you're going to be eating. I always am curious what people are having to eat, so thank you, Phyllis, for allowing me to do that. Becky, it's always good to talk to you. Lee, thank you very much. Good talking to you. Noah, thanks for calling back in, buddy. It's been a while. Lucas, it's also been a while to talk to you. I appreciate it. April, thanks for calling in. Judy C., always a pleasure. And David, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks, everybody, for calling in, making this show go around. We appreciate it very much. Hey, we've got just enough time for Ladies' Corner. Before we take a break and come right back with the show with no name, coming up, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, Pastor Craig, Terry Tackett, and myself will be coming at you live at 5 right here on your favorite radio station, WWGH. Incidentally, I have a recipe that is Valentine's Day related called Cut Up Cake for Sweethearts. Here is what you need. One package, two-layer size of chocolate cake mix, 2 cups thawed Cool Whip, whipped topping, 1 1/3 cups of Baker's Angel Flake coconut, red food coloring, 2 tablespoons of small hot cinnamon candies. Now here's how to make it. Grease and flour 1 each 8-inch square and 8-inch round pan. Prepare cake batter as directed on package. Pour into prepared pans. Bake as directed on package. Cool completely. Place square cake with one corner at bottom of serving tray. Cut round cake crosswise in half. Place cut sides of cake halves next to adjacent sides at top of square cake to resemble a heart. Use some of the Cool Whip to secure cake pieces to each other. Frost cakes with remaining Cool Whip. Tint coconut pink with food coloring. Sprinkle over frosting and decorate with candies. Now, there's several ways that you could do that, but you can find this recipe by going to Facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Once again, thanks to Waldo Barbershop for underwriting today's broadcast. I'm here every Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock with offbeat news and trivia. The show with no name coming up straight ahead. Keep listening to your favorite radio station, WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH.